Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we do here every single day. Our quote for today, spring adds new life and new joy to all that is. Some lady named Jessica Harrelson said that.
Thank you, Jessica.
It just sounds like just like a normal thing somebody says. And then it's like, it's Jessica Harrelson.
I don't know, Jessica Harrelson.
Something about it just seemed funny to me. Like it was just random. Like you found this person in the supermarket or something.
I did. I actually found her at CVS. She told me that quote and I wrote it in my quote journal.
I'm crying.
She was at Coral when we went to get coffee. Yeah.
You know, when you look at something and then like something, it's just like some weird association pops in. It was like, I'm reading this. I'm like, okay, Jessica Harrelson. Yeah.
Thank you, Jessica.
Anyway, what up, Heel Squad? Welcome back. Today, we're going to be talking all things Easter, some spring, clogged arteries,
what?
And stem cells. What? Yeah.
Oh,
and we're gonna.
Okay, cool.
Well, here's why, Queens. So you learn a new thing every day.
True.
So today, before I get into Easter, I'm going to tell you something because everyone needs to know all of this. Now, I haven't done all of my own homework on it yet because I just learned it, but I did learn it from a really trusted source. So my back was out. I had to go brave a 90-minute traffic. Oh, no. Almost 80-minute traffic situation to go 9 miles today.
Brutal.
Because LA was crazy. There was a shooting on the highway. There was a couple crashes. Anyhow, I get there. I was going to quit and come home because it was just one of those, I can't win. There's no movement anywhere. But I was in too much pain. I couldn't breathe. I was like, I have to do this. So I went. And Dr. Burke, who we should have on the show at some point.
Yes, definitely.
He is an amazing chiropractor. He's done, you know, all the stars over the years. He was like the Lakers chiropractor. Anyway, I've been using him since Entertainment Tonight. He used to come into the office and adjust our executive producer.
No way.
Linda Bell Blue.
Linda.
Then, yeah. Did you know her?
Yeah, huh?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, just through Lisa. Just
oh, that's funny.
Yeah, mm-hmm, that's funny.
Yeah, Lisa was like Linda Light.
Yeah.
anyhow, so I used to get adjusted from him, and he's so great because, you know, a lot of people have misconceptions about chiropractors, like you just have to keep going once you start doing it and all that. And that's not the case. I might not see him for like 2 years, 3 years. It's just something happens, and then I know I'm out and I need to be clicked. So I get there, and the first thing, as I was driving and I was getting closer, I realized, oh, I didn't realize I was going to see him this fast. I just got the results of my dad's x-ray on his wrist. My dad's been having a lot of pain in his wrist, can't even lift his fork. And for my dad to complain, it's got to be really, really bad. So
X-rays initially had shown nothing, apparently. That's what those radiologists said. Now we just did it again, and now they're showing different things in there. So, in fact, I'll read you what it says in case somebody has something similar, because Dr. Burke's dad had the same thing, ironically.
No way.
Yes.
Wow.
So it says, mild radiocarpal and ulnocarpal joint space narrowing and subcortical sclerosis. Mild osteoarthritic change at the scaphoid triquetrum joint. Calcification, arterial calcification indicative peripheral arterial disease. Long story short, he looks at this and he says, well, he does have a little bone spur, but when you look at the different angle, the bone spur is not pressing on the nerve. So now I learned a lot. I'm looking at the nerves. I'm looking at the calcification of things, but he said he had done an adjustment on the wrist for his dad and it made it like 20-ish percent better.
Wow.
And then they did stem cells and it's been a year and he's felt great. So I said, do you think it will work for my dad? Because that's my initial gut. It was to bring him to you. And he said, I don't know for sure, but it's definitely worth a try. He said, but do you see the arteries here and how clogged they are? I said, yeah. Now that I know those are arteries. And he said, that really is worrisome because he's like, you don't see arteries clogged in the arm and the wrist. If that's the case, I can only imagine what's going on in his neck and his heart.
Ooh, scary.
Right. And remember, I had a psychic that told me.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
About my dad and his heart. So the first thing I did is I rushed to the doctor and the cardiologist checked him out. Amazing cardiologist. He's amazing, right? This was maybe a year and a half ago. So I rested all my issues and I was like, uh-uh. And then I gave the bad energy back to the psychic who had also said horrible things about my mom too. And so anyway, her calculations did not come true officially because she said they were both going to die like right after another.
That's anyway. Right. Bye, B.
So thank you, Patty Penn, for teaching me to reverse the energy because mm-hmm. It was not a good thing. Anyway, it's a long story. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, okay, one of the things I was going to do was send him to an orthopedic surgeon, which you know instantly is going to be like surgery because that's what they do. He was like, Maria, the one thing you never want to do over 70 is be under anesthesia if you can help it. He's like, they're studying it now. It's crazy how many people are getting dementia after anesthesia after 70. Who knew? Right?
No, that's
never
scary.
Heard of that in mm-hmm. my life. And I would think, oh, it's just a little wrist surgery. What's the big deal? Yeah. And if you already have, if you're kind of heading in that direction, my dad has a lot of memory issues as it is right now. It just accelerates it, I guess. So I learned so much. So then he told me that the cardiologists, when they do their testing, they do like the heart monitor and they put you on the treadmill, they do the EKG, they do all that stuff. But sometimes they don't do the scan, like the CAT scan of the arteries in the neck. It's called an arterial scan. So I am now going to get him an arterial scan. And anybody who's listening, who this may be benefiting, please ask your cardiologist about that because it is crazy that his arm and wrist are showing such deep clogging already. That's not good.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I learned all of that today.
And wild that Dr. Burke was the one to point that out.
Yeah.
Wow.
So very helpful information. Didn't know about the dementia over 70 with anesthesia. I mean, that's something they're looking into because I guess it's become a big deal. Didn't know that just a wrist adjustment could be helpful to my dad. I've been doing acupuncture. So now, yeah, I'm really excited to see if he'll come out here because Dr. Irinen at UCLA will get everything ordered that needs to get ordered. And then we'll get him to Dr. Burke. We'll get him all fixed up and ship him back to Connecticut with two Bichons.
Exactly. I was wondering if you'd talk to him because he's going to be like, Maria, no, yeah. I'm not coming out there.
I know. That's the hard thing. I know. My mom was the one who would force him to be here and push him. And then he was happy once he was here. But my dad's just so stubborn about things. He says no to everything. If I said, Dad, you want $1 million a month? No. He just says no. That's just his default. It's his good morning. It's his good night. So no, funny. No, no. Imagine growing up with that. Yeah. Dad, can I? No. Dad, can I? No. So guess who turned out really resourceful?
You.
Me. Because I had never heard yes.
Good point.
Ever. I mean ever, guys.
I believe it.
So he's very stubborn. He's not like my mom. My mom was such a good patient with me. The only time she was challenging was because of brain issues where she didn't know what she was doing.
Right, right.
And that's really hard to be up against. So anyhow, that was very enlightening today. And I'm very excited. And I can also breathe because he adjusted me and I feel great.
Yay.
So.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I don't know. You hear, like you said, you hear not great things about chiropractors sometimes. And then I had a bad experience with one. I used to have to go to one all the time as a gymnast because my groin would always pop out of its socket, which is just shouldn't be happening.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, wait, yeah. You mean your pelvis?
Like my hip would literally like pop out of my groin. It was not ideal. So I used to have to get adjusted all the time. And I ended up going to, I had really bad hip problems and I was like in high school.
Oh my God, Kelsey, your little health journey.
It's wild.
But you were a gymnast, so it's kind of par for the course.
It really is. And I remember, and for 15 years it was, and like intense, it's not like, but anyways, yeah, I remember going to my, medicine or sports medicine doctor who helped with the football team and everything. And he was like, I think that your chiropractor was actually hurting it. When he was pulling it out, he wasn't being like as careful as he should have been. So
You gotta go really gentle.
Exactly.
Like Vicky, when she would adjust my hip or whatever, she would pop it out. Like she would do a click in the hip.
Right.
But you gotta pull it real like carefully.
Gotta be careful. So anyways, you have to find the right person because there are amazing ones like Dr. Burke sounds like.
Yeah.
But you gotta do your research.
Oh my God, I just had a flashback to your explanation of the gyno just jamming stuff in you.
Oh my God, yeah. So yeah, sometimes I'm just like, all right, well, if this is what it's good, this is what it's supposed to be like, right?
No. And then I just started cringing thinking about it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we need gentle.
Gentle. Gentle,
please.
Gentle.
Well, friends, I hope that little tidbit of information, when I learn things like that, I'm like, oh my God, tell everybody to. And listen, you got to do your own research. And you have to at least know there's something to look into. I would have never known this. So yeah, I'll do my own homework. I'll do my own research. But it's great to just even have something be on your radar that you need to be looking at, an articular scan, or, you know, if you're having pain like that. Like it's just, there's so much to anesthesia over 70. Again, not aware.
Yeah, who knew? Wow.
So...
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
All right, friends. Well, it's, as Kelsey says, it's Easter Monday. I've never heard of Easter Monday, but it's the day after Easter. Shock. For a lot of people, not for everybody, because my Easter is next Sunday, Greek Easter. Sometimes every 4 years, it falls on the same day as the Catholic Easter, traditional, but we have a different calendar, so it strays sometimes. So next week is my Easter. But meanwhile, for everyone who celebrated yesterday, we have some fun statistics that Kelsey pulled up. And I'm wondering if you know how much money Americans spend on Easter candy. It's the second biggest candy holiday after Halloween, which I don't really know another holiday associated with candy that I can think of right now.
besides Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Which we learned was number three.
Yes.
On the spending.
Yes. So, as I said then, I was going to run for president on the platform exactly. of if we cancel Valentine's Day for just like 1 year.
Just one.
I forget what the number was, but friends, it was like tens or hundreds of billions of dollars in the year. Probably tens, maybe like $30 billion. And I was like, wow, we could do a lot with that in our country if we just cancel one Valentine's Day.
One.
Just one.
I'm all for it.
And so I am now proposing, I'd be like the Grinch president. I'm now going to cancel Easter candy, not the holiday, right? But let's cancel Easter candy for 1 year and save $1.9 billion and put that into education and see what happens.
Jesus. That's so much money.
Right? So like we'd have this like whole conspiracy where we don't tell anybody. And everyone goes and buys their candy because if you tell people, then they're not going to spend it. So you, even though it's going to go back into them. So everyone goes buys their candy. And then we have to deal with CVS and Rite Aid and supermarkets and everywhere where they have to just return it the next day. And that voucher goes to whatever we're going to do to fix education. $1.9 billion back to the statistic. That's how much we spend on Easter candy.
Sickening. Do you think chocolate or Peeps?
I was just gonna more. Say.
Oh my God, the Cadbury egg was everything. If I had enough money to buy a Cadbury egg, I felt so good.
Those are the best.
And it was like maybe 65 cents. But I wonder, Queen. It says Americans spend $1.9 billion on Easter candy. Well, there are different kinds of Easters, right? Jews celebrate Passover. We celebrate, you know, our Orthodox Easter on another Sunday. Is that all inclusive of all religions that spend, or is that just like the Christian or Catholic Easter?
From what I Googled in the article I was reading, I'm pretty sure just the Catholic Easter.
Wow. Imagine how much more money I can get for my education budget.
From all of them combined. Truly. My God.
So what was your favorite Easter candy?
Definitely the chocolate. I liked the bunnies. Mm-hmm. I liked like biting their heads off. I always thought
I'd break my teeth though. I would always be scared. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. No, I don't know why I never was. Mm. Yeah. I liked that.
You got the hollow shit then.
Yes.
Yeah.
I liked the full one.
Oh yeah. I was a hollow girl.
The hollow ones didn't taste as good.
But they were fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just like, this is so awesome. The I have Peeps a whole were bunny. Good too. I liked Peeps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked the Cadbury eggs too.
The Cadbury egg was everything.
Yeah, that was my dad's favorite, so we always had those.
Okay, so 70% of Easter candy is chocolate.
Yum.
In 2020, 77% of American adults celebrated the holiday of Easter. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah, a lot of Easter egg hunts. All right, another one. Americans eat... This is awesome. About 1.5 million Peeps.
Oh my God.
And they consume over 16 million jelly beans during Easter.
Ew.
Sounds so gross when you look at it like that.
Also, like, does anyone act? Do you like jelly beans? Mm, either of you?
No.
Right?
No.
Pink ones can be good sometimes.
I mean,
the pink ones were sometimes really good. Winnie just looked at me like horrified when I gave that statistic. She just gave me the nastiest look. Yeah. I didn't eat the shit, Winnie.
Winnie's a purist. She's a solely dark chocolate girly.
Yeah, she's a raw food girl.
Yeah. She's vegan.
She's vegan. Yeah, she's vegan, and marshmallows are not vegan. So, fun fact, actually,
wow,
I did learn that from my friend who was like very vegan.
Wait, what?
She would always bring vegan marshmallows to make s'mores, and I was like, wait, what? And apparently that like the gelatin is I don't know somehow from an animal. So fun fact, marshmallows aren't vegan.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Wow. I know.
Oh yeah, isn't there like
it's like cow or something?
Sort of like mm-hmm. yeah
oh of is that gelatin. Like I wonder if they use, you know, when you put meat in a Tupperware and then it builds that little gel in the fridge.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's what they use.
Honestly, that's a very good thought.
I know. It's gross.
It is gross.
Wow. I'll never eat s'mores the same way again, even though I don't eat s'mores anymore. But
oh, s'mores are the best though.
Mm.
Dang.
Okay. Fun facts. Easter is traditionally celebrated for the resurrection of Jesus Christ in the Christian faith. Eggs are considered a symbol of fertility, and spring is considered to bring in new life and rebirth. So, you know what I like about that is, you know, we always look at January 1st as like, oh my God, we got to like have all our goals and like have everything ready for the year. And it's going to be the greatest year ever. And then, you know, things happen.
Things happen. Life happens.
I like the restart of spring. We should look at it as kind of the new lease on everything. Because listen, if you live in a cold part of the world, getting up and going to the gym really sucks in the winter.
Yeah.
I've done it. I hated it. So if you didn't stick to any of your goals, let's look at Easter as your rebirth. And if Easter has now passed for you like it has for a lot, consider my Easter your rebirth.
There you go.
And just say, oh, okay, I'm going to re-look at my goals, see what I've worked on, I've actually, you know, stuck to, what haven't I? What do I want to reassess and make some shifts? Right? We're constantly changing and we're constantly evolving. So what you set in January may not fit you anymore. Right?
I love that.
Why do you have to be the same person until next January?
Heck no.
So consider what your new rebirth is and what you're going to do in these next few months.
I like that. I always used my birthday as kind of like a little spring cleaning stepping stone. So Easter, my birthday, Maria's Easter, whatever you want to use, you guys.
Kelsey's birthday. Specifically.
Kelsey's birthday's at the end of the year.
No,
March
2nd.
Didn't I just buy you your birthday present a minute ago?
Yeah, March.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
That felt like it was a year ago to me.
I know.
It feels.
It kind of does feel like a long time ago.
Why? I was like, oh, that was like months ago. So I really was confused.
Funny. No.
I mean, it was months ago.
It felt like months ago, but it really was only like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm so confused. Don't ever talk to me about dates. If I don't look at my calendar, I don't know what day it is. I don't know what date. Nothing.
Time is hard.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
But anyways, yes, spring cleaning, March. Yeah.
That's a good time to do it. Yeah. Your birthday. It's a nice little reminder if your birthday's in the spring, but you can use Easter as your goalpost too.
I love it.
Old superstition held that if you wore new clothes on Easter, you would have good luck for the rest of the year.
Isn't that fun?
I never knew that.
Me neither. Good housekeeping taught me that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, fun fact for good housekeeping. Friends, if you don't know, and I've talked about this before, the beauty of good housekeeping, you need to understand, whenever you want to purchase an item, beauty, household, whatever, look it up on Good Housekeeping. They test their products, or all products, in their lab. And if they get the seal of approval, it means it really does work. No marketing, no bullshit. They don't get paid in the back end. And they will work with the company until they get it right. So like they worked with Honest, they worked with every brand. And so it's really amazing. So I never buy a vacuum cleaner. I never buy a makeup product. I never buy anything without looking at what they say about them.
I think that's so cool. I honestly just learned that the other month from you and Kevin when I was looking for my coffee mm-hmm. machine. And I had no idea. And I think that that's amazing that they don't take any money for ad stuff. It's like
nothing
real and honest.
It's a goalpost. Like
so
it's,
cool.
It's like what I do where
right.
I really work hard to seek out the people that I believe in and sponsors and stuff that I match up with so that it's authentic, so that I don't have to ever just make things just a business and sell stuff just to sell stuff. I want to sell you stuff that I know is going to change your life and make your life better. I don't want to just sell you stuff because I can and you might just believe me. So when you see me put it up there, it's because I really love it.
Mm-hmm.
So now the problem is like, there is going to be a lot of skin products I really love.
True.
When I was writing out the captions, I was like, well, this one kind of does the same thing technically, but it feels different to me. And I use them in different moments and you will kind of find your way. So anyhow, I thought that was kind of funny yesterday as I was finishing those all up. Scholars believe that Easter was named after a festival celebrating Eöster and the coming of spring. Hmm. Let's look at Easter week astrology. This April 16th, this last Saturday, the full moon in Libra bring a few moments of crisis in which the cosmos instigates change. Ooh. 2 days later, Taurus season arrives, and with it, the arrival of eclipse season. Eclipses are the way the universe creates change in our lives. So from this moment on, expect change, twists, and turns of events. That makes me want to go back and look at the psychic astrologer we had on the show recently, Jessica Lanyadu.
I thought you were going to say that makes you want to like go back, like crawl back in a hole or something like that.
Yeah, because of all the changes.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I know my astrology chart says life is getting good and
like
things are taking off and I paid my karmic debts and I am good to go finally.
Let's go, girl.
So I am flying. In fact, in therapy this morning, I said, you know, I had this moment this morning where I was feeling a little kind of guilty and a little bit yesterday. Because one of my patients, my fake patients, I'm not a doctor, guys, but I do help a lot of people through their cancer journeys. So one of my patients' mom, the mom is who I was helping. She passed of the same thing. My mom passed and her son was just like, it's so hard. I'm just devastated. I'm finding it hard to go back to work. And so I put myself back in his shoes so I could give him some advice and console him, right? So I'm remembering where I was when I was there and how lost and confused and shocked I was and how really deep the sadness and depression went.
Yeah.
And I started to feel a little guilty that I'm feeling so good and we're coming up on my mom's 1 year. And Brian, my therapist, was like, Maria, like grief is a journey to get past this event, basically. He's like, you're supposed to be able to get past it, right? Mm-hmm. He's like, some people don't get therapy and they just like go back to work and white knuckle it and disassociate and the pain just is there
right. And
that it'll come up in different ways. He goes, you did the work and that's why you're coming on the other side. He's like, it's not like you're not going to have sad moments. Cause I was like, yeah. And then I was thinking like, well, how am I going to feel on our 1 year memorial? What if I don't cry? Does that make me bad? And we started having this whole discussion about how environmentally and society, like we're taught that we're supposed to just, you know, be depressed and sad forever. And just, you know, that's the only way to really honor them. And the truth is we're supposed to learn and heal. And that's what healing is, right?
Mm-hmm.
You heal, the knee breaks, you heal, and then you can run again.
Right.
So it was kind of an interesting conversation. I said, you know, it's not like a deep thing for me because I know my mom would want me to be okay. And it doesn't mean I'm always okay, but I feel better than I have in a long time in regards to that. So it was just interesting. It was really, really interesting.
Yeah. And guilt is such a funny thing too. Yeah. It's like you said, she would never want you to feel that way, but you still feel it, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. Wow.
So anyhow, but astrologically, it says that all of this is supposed to be happening. So I remember when I was doing the chart in my worst moments with my mom last February, and he's like, I was like, are things going to get better soon? And he goes, yeah, not till April next year. I go, what?
Are you
I can't wait that
me?
Long. I'm not going to make it. So here we are.
You made it. You made it.
And so I want to go back and see what Jessica Lanyadu says about this new Taurus season. Mm. Because remember, she had predicted a lot of chaos and a lot of really bad stuff, right?
That's right.
And the day she said it was going to happen was the day Ukraine and Russia, they had war. And so, you know, now Putin's threatening nuclear war.
Jesus.
Mm. If Sweden and Finland join NATO. Anyhow.
Scary.
So who knows? I want to see what she says. But yeah, Taurus season is upon us. Eclipses are the way the universe creates change in our lives. So from this moment on, we can expect change, twists, and turns of events.
I love it.
We close the month with the April 30th new moon solar eclipse in Taurus, which is bound to bring a beautiful change in our romantic lives.
Here for it.
Queen, are you going back on a second date with that guy?
Oh, yeah.
No, we honestly haven't talked. I mean, we talk because we're like friends, but we haven't talked about that, which I'm like cool with because I'm like, eh.
Oh, because you were friends and then it gets awkward that it didn't work.
Yeah. Yeah. Which like, I don't know if it like didn't work. It was like, actually we both had a really good time, but I think we both were kind of like, yeah, this was a good time. Is there more? I don't know. Are we good
as
friends?
Maybe at the end of the month, April 30th.
There you go.
See how those text exchanges go.
There you go. That's the hard thing. I need to like actually get on the apps and like, I'm on them. But texting is not one of my fortes, especially because it's like my phone is blowing up constantly. So the thought of like chit chat texting with someone makes me want to stab myself. I'm like, I do not have time for this.
Yeah, because it's a lot of small talk.
Oh, it's so much.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. So I'm like, let's make a plan. Let's go do something. Go to dinner, whatever. Go get drinks. Go get coffee. But a lot of men my age are not very good at making plans.
Yes. Well, you got to do what Patty Stanger taught us on the show.
Oh,
which
I wasn't
was
here for that. What'd she say?
She said you've got to do an initial Zoom. Do a Zoom. This was before COVID. She said do a Zoom get together and meet and greet. And then you're going to know instantly whether you're into this person or not. And you don't waste any time.
True. No gas.
It saves gas. It saves that awkward like drinks meeting that you have to like now get stuck at or grow the balls to say I'm out or escape from whatever it is. Right.
Yeah.
And then also you can save yourself all the chit chat. Be like, hey, let's get on let's connect online tonight and see and just, you know.
And then I have Pooja on standby and I text her, hey, FaceTime me. So
with an emergency.
You
always have to have
the line. Gotta go.
You gotta go. Pooja's having a freak out.
For sure.
Need to run.
Friggin' Pooja.
There she goes again with another freak out.
She's having a panic attack. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Must help.
Yeah. No, I really think that's the best way to do it. That's what I would do if I was dating right now. I would just do FaceTime, Zoom. No, I wouldn't say Zoom. Zoom seems professional. Do a FaceTime.
FaceTime, yeah.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I wouldn't Zoom.
You sent him an invitation with the Zoom.
Yeah. That'd
be really funny.
Link.
Oh my God.
No, I love it. I think I do, and I am trying to lean more into it because I'm like, well, you have to. Like, you have to try. You can't just sit there and wait and expect someone to come.
But also, you got to tell people what you're looking for in a guy so they can help set you up. Because I always think setups are a lot better.
Oh, God, me too.
Because then you know who the heck they are. And there's like a line of history that goes with them that you know.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, oh, I know this guy. I've known him for years. He's a great guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd much rather a setup.
So I think that's going to be kind of you got to like tell the good people in your life that you know, have good taste and stuff.
Yes, that I trust.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or trust them till you don't trust them.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days.
I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it. As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show, or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
I have a really hard time setting people up because I have such high expectations for the people around me that no one can ever meet. I'm like, nope, he's not good enough. He's not good enough. She's not good enough. But like, I just, it's so hard to set people up. So
yeah, it's tough. Yeah. Freaking dating life. But I will say Taurus season is one of my favorites because they're very earthly and all about nature and kind of getting the, they're very grounded, like nurturing people. So Taurus season is usually very warm. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to bike to the beach. I'm going to spend time in nature. It's going to be great.
There you go, queen.
You biked the other day.
I did bike
on your
the
new
other
bike.
Day. Yes. I did buy a secondhand bike cruiser.
Nice.
And I'm loving her.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, queen, I think that you go to the beach, you're going to meet a like-minded person.
Yeah.
Right? Somebody who loves the beach like you love the beach.
I hope so.
Maybe a surfer.
Maybe a surfer,
I'm
dude.
I'm so into it. Let's go, surfer man.
And you love old people, so it might be like a old man on a surfboard. I'm kidding.
Going to meet a grandpa on a surfboard.
I don't know why a grandpa just popped into my head and I was die laughing. He had no teeth. No, he had one tooth.
Oh, okay. I need teeth. Teeth are my number one thing. Actually.
Teeth is a requirement.
Teeth is a requirement.
I think that's fair.
Oh my God.
Teeth is definitely a requirement
I'm
for me.
I'm crying. Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Requirement to date. You can be my friend without teeth. That's fine.
We love you with or without teeth. Just not just for Kelsey.
Romantically.
Correct.
Yeah.
So anyone so listening.
Yeah. Teeth are necessary.
Oh my God.
Oh, actually, you guys, speaking of teeth, for our little Earth Day sustainability, episode we have on Thursday, one of the girls who Maria's going to be talking to, she started this company called Bite, and she told me the most psycho statistic about how much of our toothpaste we ingest. So you're gonna have to tune into that episode because I about lost my mind when she told me.
Interesting.
Okay. Yep.
Wow.
So it's a fun little Earth Day because Earth Day is this Friday.
It's Earth Day, people.
Yes.
I also feel like you might meet someone on the East Coast. That'll be fun.
You're going back.
We're going back to Kelsey's dating life. I like this.
Yeah. I like East Coast people.
I know. I have a feeling that's where you would probably meet someone because they're going to see this like California girl, this full of light and be like, oh, wow. And then they're going to appreciate it.
Yeah.
I like that. I would like to be appreciated.
Yeah. I feel like they're more grounded there too.
Yeah. They are. Yeah. I've always liked East Coast people. They're just like no BS.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. Well, hey,
great.
Let's do a shout out to our Super Heal Squad.
Nice.
Our $25 tier members on Patreon. We love you. We're so grateful. And you definitely help keep the lights on here as we're still growing and still building. And you guys are so amazing. You come through for us when we need surveys and help figuring out which direction to go into or not go into. Any suggestions, always feel free to reach out and let us know whether something's not working on the website that you think should be a little bit better, or you know, whatever it is, please share with us, because we want to get better and we can only get better together.
Mm-hmm.
So a little shout out to our cream of the crop Patreon members: Belden Colm, Karen Bobe, Lisa Cooney, Dory Hansen, Elena, Pam Lucier, Julie Tolik Press, Beth Glass, Jessica Lynn, Claire Stedman, Miranda Stupert, Jessica Hosek, Stephanie Green Bass, Andrea Edward Looney, Tanya Janik, Elena Mifsud, Shannon Stern, Anne Efthimiadis, Jessica Rink, Leslie Besk, Katina Papa Nicolau, Ligdas, Teresa Palmer, Bobby, Elisa, Catherine, Brett Burr, Helena Vlamis, Heather Goldman, Leah Tringali, Joanne G., Sandy Garfield, Anne Marie Jennings, and Alicia Gonzalez. Thank you, friends, for being with us on this journey. And in fact, I'm going to round this out with a little fun last minute thing, which is summer destinations.
Here for it.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
And it's not just summer destinations, Maria, right? It's summer destinations based off of
your star sign.
Ooh. Back to astrology.
Back to astrology. This was another thing Kelsey had in here, which was really fun. So the destination you should visit in 2022 based on your star sign. It's by Ashleya Halperin from Condé Nast Traveler. And I think it's really appropriate right now as we're starting to look at the rest of the year and this is our rebirth. Let's figure out where we're going to go this year. COVID pending. Because as I'm trying to pull the trigger on a trip to Greece, I'm like, am I going to have to cancel this again? Oh, okay. So astrocartography is a branch of astrology that shows the exact positioning of the planets at the moment you were born. The premise is that the Earth holds a resonant memory of the celestial alignment. Knowing your map can help you understand why you feel happier in some places than others. Wow, I'm going to do this, by the way.
Cool, right?
So let's see. Well, I guess I'll look at where... I don't see Gemini on here, but how? How is Gemini not on here? How is it only a few?
Are you sure about that?
Yes. I'm going to start saying these. You find Gemini and see whatever okay. else is missing, queen, leaving me out. Okay, so Maya White, she's a certified astrocartographer. She became a practitioner in the 80s. So she says each sign has unique personality traits and things that satisfy their needs. The locations reflect that, and some signs prefer opulence. Me. Others prefer grounding with the earth. Me, but with some opulence. Okay. Aries. Thailand.
Ooh.
Cool. Pooja, what's your sign?
Scorpio.
And Queen, what's yours officially?
Pisces.
Pisces. Okay. So Aries should go to Thailand.
That's my mother. We'll tell her.
Taurus should go to Vancouver. I love Vancouver.
I love Vancouver too.
Cancer should go to Blackberry Mountain in Tennessee. A Leo should go to the Taj Palace in Udaipur.
Oh my God, that's the most I've been. Udaipur, it's called in India, and it's the most gorgeous place in the world. That's wow. so random. Lake Palace is on there because it's like, anyway, that's wow. crazy. So if you're like a Leo, lucky there. You, because it's actually gorgeous. Like you walk in and they literally throw rose petals from the top of like this place you can't see, and we walk in.
Holy
it's like
cow.
A boat. It's crazy, crazy town.
Oh, I love that idea for a party. You walk into the party and someone's throwing rose petals on you.
I like yeah. that too.
They treat you like literal royalty. It's wild.
Wow.
Anyway, if you're a Leo, you're lucky.
I'm always thinking of how to like level up my parties. That's so funny. Okay. A Libra should go to Provence, France.
Mm,
a Provence. Scorpio. Thank you. I don't know
you're
how to
welcome.
Say that. Oui, oui. s'il vous plaît. Scorpio, Grand Canyon. Ooh, I should take Kevin to the Grand Canyon. I've
there
been
you
dying
go.
To go there.
I'll take you, Pooji.
Nice.
I love the Grand
we'll
Canyon.
Meet.
Have you ever
we'll
been there?
No, we should take a family trip.
We should. It's really
fun.
Beautiful.
We can rent an RV and go.
Done.
It's really pretty
The
there,
Better
yeah.
Together trip. Let's do it.
I'm so in. I love the Grand Canyon.
It looks like fake, honestly.
Honestly, I don't
it looks
know.
Like a painting.
Do you think Kevin would want to go?
He'll love it. Yeah, but here's okay. the thing. We need to find out when it's not like crazy season.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I will leave it on you.
Okay.
We will figure it out and go if you can figure that
That'll
out.
That'll be so fun.
Okay, Sagittarius, South Africa.
Cool.
I loved South Africa. Capricorn, Caribbean.
Nice.
The U.S. Virgin Islands, I think it says. Yes. USVI.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I love that too. Aquarius, Ecuadorian Amazon.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Spicy.
I love the Amazon. I've never been. And Pisces.
Hey.
Seychelles in East Africa, which I've have it on my Pinterest board forever.
Okay, well, I'm gonna look into that.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
And I found yours, Maria.
Notice how she left mine out.
Sorry about that. Is there any
others that got left out? Because okay. I don't want another Maria out there.
I'm going down the list. We got Aries.
Yep.
We got Taurus.
Uh-huh.
Gemini. You're going to Scotland.
Oh.
You're going to Edinburgh.
Really?
Edinburgh, yeah, which is, oh my gosh, beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
It's stunning.
Guys,
Scotland, my cousin lived there for like a minute. Very cool.
I don't know if that really sounds right to me.
No, yeah, it might be too cold and gray and rainy for you.
Kill me.
But it's,
no, but it's so beautiful.
So nice.
But isn't it really green?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of all the rain.
So I will love it when it's green and sunny.
Yeah, there's castles.
Yeah, it's so cool.
You can stay in a castle.
Yeah. I'm a little disappointed with my pick, I gotta say.
We can switch.
I'll show you pictures of the castles I went to and you'll be happy.
I really wanted it to say Italy because I really feel like me in Italy.
Well,
Greece.
You can come to an island in East Africa with me.
Okay. Well, that would make me happy because I love the Seychelles. I'm dying to go.
Okay. Do we get Cancer?
Yep.
Okay. Leo, we got. Virgo?
Yep.
We got.
Great. Libra?
Yep.
I think I just left you out. Scorpio?
We got.
Sagittarius, we got. Capricorn,
Aquarius, and Pisces.
Aquarius and Pisces. I'm terribly sorry, my Gemini friends.
Wow. I'm really feeling slighted.
I'm so sorry.
That was a personal attack straight on you, Maria. She was making this. She goes, you know what?
Yeah.
F this.
And Maria gets to say in Los Angeles.
No, she's like, bitch, you're not going anywhere.
You're going nowhere. Your schedule doesn't permit. Sorry.
She's like, Geminis actually are not allowed to travel for the next 3 months.
Yeah, she's like, you'll be uploading the show while I'm in the Seychelles.
Exactly.
Someone's got to hold down the fort.
Exactly.
Wow. All right. Okay. Well, no Grand Canyon trip for you, Queen. Me, Pooja, and Kevin will be going.
Okay.
You guys can send me pictures.
That's so fun. I love astrology. I think it's so fun. But
me too.
There's so many different kinds of astrology. And I think there's like even health astrology. Or
yes,
something
medical.
Too. Yeah. So we should actually, there was a really great astrologer I had on once. We should have some, like we should do astrology week with all the different experts in each different area.
I love that.
I think that'd be really fun.
I love that.
And then maybe one of our $25 tier Patreon members gets their chart read.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's what you get for being a $25 tier member. What?
I like that.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I think that's cool.
I also really want to do, I have someone coming on, I think later in April. I want her to do Kevin's chart because I don't think we've ever done his.
No, and I've been wanting to get it for him too. That's
like,
so funny
his,
you say that.
And I'm like, wow, that makes sense. But we need to do Kev's.
Okay.
So maybe a $25 to member and Kevin.
Okay.
Perfect.
Perfect. Well, thank you, friends, for being with us on this journey. Thank you for all your help. And thank you, Heal Squad, overall. We love all of you. And we would love to hear how you have been growing since listening to the show. Because
yes,
we kind of are addicted to our growth. And we talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. And all the things that we're doing and the things that we're learning and applying. And then we're reminding each other, oh, wait, you should go back and do this again. You should do that. Oh, we forgot this. Or I'm slacking on that. So it's like accountability, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening to this right now, shoot us a review or something on Apple Podcasts and let us know how this show has been helping you. And just keep us posted. We love hearing all the stories.
And I hope to see all of you $10 and up tier members at tomorrow night's Heal event.
Yes.
I've been getting so many great responses of you guys. Very excited. And I am so excited with Anthony Trucks, who's going to teach us about, he has a different way that he does block scheduling.
Mm.
And it's like the foundation of his whole, like everything he teaches.
What's block scheduling?
So I actually don't know exactly, and I don't know how he does it, but the basic way you do it is like you block out your schedule. Kind of what we talked about, like, okay, from 2 to 4 every day, I'm doing this and that's it.
Oh yeah.
And then blank to blank, I'm doing this. But he says he has a different way of how he does it.
Okay.
So I'm very excited.
Oh, me too. We all need that. Productivity is really hard to figure out. So,
oh gosh. Yeah.
I'm excited. So yeah, if you aren't a Patreon member, join us very quickly, very easily. We'll put a link to it in the summary here. And at $10 a month, you get to get ad-free shows and you get to be a part of the monthly Heal event. So, join us. It's a really nice investment in your life, I think, because what we do in the Heal event every month would normally be way, 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 way more. Mm-hmm. But, we want everybody to be able to be a part of it for as long as we can keep it there. So, excuse me as my voice goes away. Join us. In the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.